Welcome back to the deep dive.
Hey there.
You know, usually when we get a stack of reports on the desk, it feels a bit like prepping for a history lesson.
Or maybe an economics class. A little dry.
Yeah, exactly. It's dry. It's backward looking. It's a lot of here's what happened last quarter. But today feels different.
Really does. It feels less like analysis and more like prophecy.
Exactly. It's like we picked up a science fiction novel that somehow got stamped with nonfiction. We've been digging into the Tekken Report, Tech and Gaming Frontiers 2026, and honestly, some of this stuff just doesn't feel like it should be real yet.
It is a jarring report. Usually in the tech world, we're looking at, incremental changes.
A slightly faster phone, a new streaming service.
Right, a battery that lasts 10 minutes longer. But the source material today suggests we are standing right on the edge of a massive convergence.
We're not just talking about new products, we are talking about the biggest entertainment on the planet finally waking up, hardware that, I mean, literally melts the current rules, and a potential revolution in how we even use computers.
It's a fascinating mix of, say, immediate gratification, what you're going to be playing in 6 months, and this long-term infrastructure building.
It's the difference between what's for dinner and how do we reinvent agriculture.
That's a great way to put it.
So here's the mission for this deep dive. We want to help you connect the dots between the headlines you're seeing, like that massive GTA news that's everywhere, and the underlying tech that's being built to support it all.
Because they aren't separate things.
Not at all. The game drives the hardware, and the hardware, in turn, shapes the game.
Right. It's so easy to get lost in the hype of a trailer or a leaked photo. But if you look closer, there's an economic and technical reality under all that that tells us so much more.
Okay, let's get into it. We have to start with the news that is currently melting down the internet.
The big one.
If you're a gamer, or honestly just a person who exists in pop culture, this is it. We're talking about Rockstar
The
Games.
sleeping giant.
And the giant is fully awake. According to a report from Jason Schreier over at Bloomberg, who, let's be honest, his track record is pretty much spotless.
Oh, it's golden. When he talks, the industry listens.
He's saying Rockstar has finally finalized the roadmap for the launch trailer of GTA 6.
And that's significant because the silence since that last trailer has just been deafening. It creates a vacuum.
Precisely. But here's the concrete detail. Sources are pointing to the second week of February 2026.
That's right around the corner.
We're talking weeks, not months.
What's fascinating here, and what the Tekken Report highlights, is the content of this trailer. The previous ones were all about, vibes.
Right, setting the tone. Alligators in swimming pools, the satire of Florida. It was world building.
Exactly, the canvas. But this report says the February trailer is a deep dive into gameplay mechanics. It's shifting from this is the world to this is what you do in it.
And that signals confidence, right? You don't show raw mechanics unless they are polished to a mirror shine.
You really don't. And there's one specific mechanic mentioned that has people just losing their minds,
The co-op heist system in GTA Online 2.0.
which is an incredibly smart pivot. I mean, GTA Online has been the engine for Take-Two for over a decade.
An absolute cash cow.
But it was often so chaotic,
Yeah.
a solo experience.
Right. You were usually getting blown up by a stranger on a flying motorcycle while just trying to buy pants.
Exactly, the Wild West. But by showcasing a dedicated co-op heist system, they're signaling that this is a platform for social gaming from day one. They want to lock in your whole friend group.
It changes the psychology. If I know I need three friends for the Bank of Vice City heist, I'm going to harass my friends to buy the game.
It's retention engineering.
Yeah.
And let's not bury the lead here, the release date. The report says this trailer is expected to end with a date stamped right on the screen, October 2026. That's the golden window, holiday season. And you can already see the market reacting. Take-Two's stock jumped 2% in pre-market trading minutes after this news broke.
Just from the rumor of a video, not even the video itself.
It signals certainty. Markets hate uncertainty. They hate TBA. Knowing the machine is awake means the product is real.
But GTA isn't the only Titan making moves. We have to pivot to the other side of the storytelling coin.
To Naughty Dog.
While Rockstar is doing open world crime, Naughty Dog is making us all cry. We're coming off that, I mean, emotionally devastating season two finale of The Last of Us.
Intense. It was so intense. It's rare for a show to capture the visceral discomfort of the game so perfectly.
It really is. Well, Neil Druckmann was on the official HBO podcast and confirmed season 3 is officially in pre-production, but he dropped a quote that has the gaming world just spinning.
This is that connection between Hollywood and Silicon Valley. He said, and I'm quoting, "Season 3 will explore stories hinted at in the lore but never seen in the games."
Never seen in the games. Okay, let's unpack that. Usually adaptations cut things out. They don't add massive new chunks of lore.
And he explicitly mentioned it, serving as a bridge to part 3.
A bridge, that's a very specific word. It implies a destination.
This is huge. For so long, we didn't even know if a third game was happening. This implies The Last of Us Part 3 is likely in full development right now.
And if they're timing it.
Exactly. A show release in, say, 2027 or 2028, it suggests Naughty Dog is targeting a game release that aligns with that. It's a multimedia synergy you almost never see executed this well.
So we have the ultimate open world sandbox coming in 2026 and the ultimate narrative experience ramping up. It is a good time to be a player.
It is, but this raises the next big question. These games, GTA 6, The Last of Us Part 3, they are going to be demanding.
They are not going to run on a toaster, no.
They're going to require tech that pushes the absolute limits.
Which brings us perfectly to the hardware. Because you can't run a simulation of Florida or render photorealistic trauma without some serious horsepower.
And this is where we see two completely different philosophies emerge. You have the brute force approach.
And the smarter architecture approach.
Exactly.
Let's start with brute force. Because NVIDIA has officially lost its mind. And I love them for it.
I think you're talking about the leak on the MSI Titan GT78.
The 2026 edition. So leaked benchmarks have surfaced for the RTX 5090 laptop GPU, and the numbers are just stupid.
They're absurd. The report cites 3DMark TimeSpy Extreme Scores, which is a stress test designed to make even high-end PCs sweat.
Right. It's the test that makes laptops cry and shut down.
And this laptop chip is performing roughly 20% faster than the desktop RTX 4090 from the last generation.
Wait, hold on. Let me just frame that for you. A laptop chip is beating the strongest desktop card from 2 years ago by 20%.
That's the claim. It's a generational leap that really defies the usual thermal constraints.
Yeah.
But there's always a but with physics.
The cost. And I don't just mean the price tag. What's the catch?
Thermals and power. The report says this laptop ships with a 500-watt power brick.
Mm. 500 watts. That's not a power brick. That's a generator. You're going to dim the lights at the coffee shop.
Pretty much. And to handle that heat, it uses a new liquid metal chamber for cooling.
Explain that, because liquid metal sounds like the bad guy from Terminator 2.
Not far off. See, normal cooling paste is safe. Liquid metal is way more efficient at conducting heat, but it's also electrically conductive. So if it leaks,
it fries the entire board.
Instantly. So they're using this seal chamber just to keep the silicon from literally melting. It's an engineering marvel, but it's living right on the edge.
And the report jokes that it weighs 5 kilograms. That's 11 pounds. Some portable.
It's a desktop replacement in the truest sense, but it's that brute force philosophy. Throw more power, more electricity at the problem. It's impressive, but it feels like the end of an era.
Definitely. But then on the other side of the ring, you've got Sony, and they seem to be playing a different game entirely.
They're playing 4D chess. We've seen a new patent filed by Mark Cerny,
the architect behind the PS4 and PS5. The guy who basically whispers to Silicon.
The very same. The patent describes a hybrid processing architecture, which most analysts believe is the blueprint for the PlayStation 6.
So how does this differ from just shoving a monster GPU into a box?
It's about efficiency. The patent describes a split. The console in your living room handles the latency-sensitive tasks, physics, input, game logic.
Okay, so the stuff that needs to happen instantly when you press a button.
Correct. The feel of the game is local, but the heavy lifting, the 8K textures, the really complex ray tracing, that gets streamed in real time from a dedicated cloud connection.
So the console is punching way above its weight class.
Exactly. Think of it like a remote brain. Your reflexes are in your living room, but the deep thinking is happening in a data center. It allows the hardware in your home to be reasonably priced.
Because they aren't selling you the supercomputer, they're renting you a connection to one.
Precisely. It solves the price ceiling problem. Sony knows you won't spend $1,200 on a box for your kids, so they offload the cost to their server farms.
Hmm.
It's just really smart.
It's fascinating. NVIDIA is saying, here's a nuclear reactor for your backpack, and Sony is saying, let's just use the internet to do the hard work.
And that split local power versus cloud intelligence is going to define the next generation.
Speaking of the next generation, we have to talk about the screen itself. because the report has some juicy details on the devices we carry in our pockets.
This is where things shift from evolution to maybe revolution.
Let's start with the phone. Apple, the company that famously waits until a technology is mature.
A polite way of saying they let Samsung beta test it for 5 years.
Harsh but true. Well, it looks like the waiting game is over. Spy photos from a Foxconn factory in China.
Showing a metallic chassis for a clamshell-style foldable with the Apple logo.
The mythical iPhone Flip or iPhone Air Fold.
The naming is still up in the air. But the key detail isn't the name, it's the hinge.
Because that's always been the problem with foldables, right? The crease.
The crease. It ruins the illusion. But the report says Apple has perfected a multi-link hinge mechanism. It supposedly keeps the screen completely flat when it's open.
So they surrendered to the trend, but only after they could make it perfect.
That is the Apple playbook. They're rarely first, but they usually get it right for the mass market.
Yeah.
The prediction is a one more thing reveal alongside the iPhone 18 in fall 2026.
So just when we thought the rectangle was getting boring, they fold it in half. But, and here's where it gets really sci-fi. Some people are betting against the screen entirely.
This is the most futuristic part of the report. The post-smartphone vision.
We're talking about a collaboration between Joni Ive.
The guy who designed the iPhone. The aesthetic of the last 20 years.
And Sam Altman from OpenAI.
A powerful combination. Design heritage meets cutting-edge AI. They've reportedly secured $1 billion from SoftBank for a project codenamed The Orb.
The Orb? It sounds ominous.
It sounds ambitious. The goal is to, and I quote, kill the smartphone. Altman believes that by 2030, staring at a rectangular screen will feel archaic.
That's a bold bet, considering I spend about 12 hours a day staring at one. So how does this Orb work?
The report details an app-free operating system.
App-free, so no icons.
Think about it. You want a ride. You unlock your phone, find the Uber icon, tap it, wait for it to load, type an address. It's a dozen little steps.
Right. It's friction. We're just used to it.
With this device, it's purely voice and vision-based. You don't open Uber. You just tell the AI, get me a car to downtown.
Mm-hmm.
The AI handles all the back-end API stuff. You never see an interface.
So it's just intent and action, no middleman.
That's the theory.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bet that AI will get so good at understanding context that the screen just becomes unnecessary friction.
I don't know, though. Am I ready to trust the AI that much? I like seeing where the driver is.
That's the trillion-dollar question. But it's a fascinating tension, isn't it? Apple is trying to perfect the screen by folding it, and OpenAI is trying to make it disappear.
So let's pull all this together. What are we seeing here?
I think the theme of this report is a divergence. On one side, we have the maximization of current technology.
The make it bigger, faster, better approach.
Exactly. 500-watt laptops, folding phones. But on the other side, we have the reinvention of the infrastructure, the cloud-based PS6, the screenless AI.
We're in a transition period where the old rules are being perfected while the new rules are being written.
It's a wild time.
It really is. But before we let you go, I want to leave you with the morning debate from the Tekken Report. This is the question that keeps gamers up at night.
The pessimistic question.
We're all hyped for that GTA VI trailer, but we know Rockstar. They love a delay. So the question is, if GTA VI slips to 2027, what is your backup game?
What are you playing to survive the drought?
The report lists a few strong contenders. There's Mafia, The Old Country, a deep narrative, very atmospheric.
A solid choice, the sophisticated pick for that crime drama fix.
Then there's The Witcher 4, Project Polaris. If CD Projekt Red hits their stride, that could be a massive time sink.
That's the 200-hour RPG option. If you need to lose yourself in a world, that's the one.
Or the third option.
Just grinding GTA online forever.
Honestly, for millions of people, that is the reality. They'll just keep driving loops around Los Santos until the servers shut down.
It's the comfort food of gaming.
So that's your homework. While you're watching for that trailer next month, think about your backup plan. Because in the world of tech and gaming, the only constant is that the future. Well, it usually takes a little longer than we expect.
But it's always worth the wait.
Thanks for listening to The Deep Dive. We'll catch you next time.